Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Joyous Journeys Over 60. I'm Jane Ray, and I'm here with my podcast partner, Andrea Stein.
Jane, it's great to be together with you again. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, and it's a new year, so that's kind of exciting, right?
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things we want to talk about today, kind of new year, new year, new you. Welcome to the first year of the rest of your life. And
the first year of the rest of your life.
That I mean, there's a cliche. Yeah, there's a cliche. I was going to call it what to expect the first year. And anybody that's been a parent in the last probably 30 years knows what that book means in terms of having a young child. But seriously, Andreas, we want to talk about today the first year of retirement.
Right.
Because there are a few surprises.
There are surprises for sure.
That happen the first year. And I know you're not retired yet, but you know.
Counting down the days.
Yeah, you long for it. And I've been retired now for 2 years. And that first year was surprising to me. It had some amazing experiences, but also some feelings and challenges that I just wasn't expecting, right? And so I think it's fair for us to talk to our audience and kind of just normalize some of the things that happen in the first year, which your experience and your journey may be very different.
Right.
But there are some commonalities, I think, for people that have worked for a very long time mm-hmm. and suddenly stop working.
Yeah, we're looking forward to retiring, right? I mean, we have worked hard and succeeded, and now it's a time just to relax a little and to enjoy the fruit, to harvest the fruit of all of this labor, this work, these decades of just disciplining yourself and working on it. And then this joyous moment comes, and maybe there is a retirement cake and there is a party, and you leave this and you expect to be joyful. And then you find out, why am I not that joyful? Why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? Why suddenly am I feeling incomplete? I'm missing something. I was supposed to enjoy this. You know, you started with this analogy about, you know, parents, you know, welcoming the first child and all of the ideas about being a mom, being a dad, and then suddenly that child starts screaming in the middle of the night and you no longer can sleep, and suddenly everything changes. So instead of the sweet picture of being mom and dad, there is the labor of sleep is gone, every routine is gone, and retirement is a little bit like this. I was supposed to enjoy it, and now I'm not feeling joyful.
I think a lot of it is because our personal identities, yeah. You know, throughout our lives, we're students, we're parents, we're married or partners, and we go through a lot of different chapters. But I think the one consistent chapter that happens from pretty much when you're an adult, 18 or above, to when you retire is you're a worker. Regardless of what your career journey look like, you have started to earn an income, you know, somewhere in your late teens, early 20s, and you've had to continuously work, even if you're a full-time mother, I'm sorry, that is continuously working. But your self-identity is as somebody who has to work, or who wants to work, or feels a lot of fulfillment in their career. And so, you know, 30, 40 years of being an employee or even a business owner comes with it a certain routine, right? There's a routine that's been very familiar to you. Maybe you worked for somebody else and, you know, Monday through Friday or whatever hours that you work, that routine was pretty consistent. Saturday and Sunday had a very, very different meaning for you. And you had routines that were associated with that. And now suddenly your self-identity as a worker after so many years, because you likely were a worker when you married, when you had children, when you went through different stages of your life, chances are pretty good that that was at least a consistent part of your life, even if there were breaks in between. And now suddenly that part's been chopped off.
Yeah. So this first year, we're talking about the first year of the rest of your life, strangely, that first year does not feel like this endless vacation time of just, you know, excitement and, you know, extra special things. That first year may feel like, and now? And what now? And so what? And you realize, okay, this is something new indeed, but it is something different than what I expected it to be. I did not envision it this way. And so that challenge becomes truly to turn this first year of the rest of your life into something that is new, that is different, but that is even more enjoyable, that is better than before, because I truly believe that this joyous journey after 60 will bring some of the very, very best and most beautiful and amazing moments into your life, more beautiful, more amazing than anything that you had until this time. But it doesn't come naturally. It requires us to venture onto a journey. And when we usually go a journey, when we go on a vacation, you know, we go to the airport and we book a flight to Hawaii or wherever you know the destination. That journey, joyful journey over 60, you start the journey, but the destination is not Hawaii. The destination is unknown. And that makes it exciting and scary at the same time.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned before we started recording about the honeymoon period, right? Yes. There's a honeymoon period. And you know, just to kind of level set, this first year is a transition period.
Yeah.
Right? Like anything, like when you get married, they always say that, you know, that honeymoon period, or when you start a new job, there's a honeymoon period. But there is a honeymoon that's kind of associated with that deep breath.
Yeah.
That I'm free.
Yeah.
I'm free. And that honeymoon may last a week, may last a month, it may last a day.
Yes.
Before the honeymoon is over and the practical aspects of your new lifestyle start to set in.
Right. You know, the honeymoon is not real life. The honeymoon is the excitement of something new. The excitement wears off. And what comes after? You know, you get married and there is this honeymoon period. And then, all right, now we need to do what we need to do. And similar for retirement. You know, one of the things that I find amazing is whether we retire or get married or start a new job or move to a different place or whatever the new is about. At any stage in life, even at age 60 and older, there is this need inside of us that where we need to create something, where we need to create something new. That's how we are, as human beings, are made. We are made to create, you know, and to just, if we don't create, we die. So for most of life, what we create is almost handed to us in a new job. Well, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to accomplish. This is how we measure whether or not you succeed. This is what you have established for yourself. This is how I know that I'm succeeding. I have great kids. I have a great relationship. Whatever you establish for yourself. And all suddenly, when we retire, the need to create is there, but how do we know that we are succeeding in it? How do we define this? How do we go about it? It's no longer handed to us. We need to decide what we want to create. And the freedom is incredible, but the responsibility that comes with that freedom is sometimes hard to handle.
You become your own boss.
You become your own boss. And if you didn't like your old boss, you may not like that new boss either.
And even if you're married or in a relationship, I still think retirement is a very personal thing. Yeah. And so, like, I know in my situation, like, my husband plays golf. He loves golf. And so I waited to retire because I don't really have too many hobbies. And so my hobby was working. So I was very nervous about retiring because I didn't know what to do. So I thought I would learn to play golf. I don't like golf.
You're right. I could not agree more with you.
I mean, I like it, but it's not my sport.
You're right.
Right. But I went and I did all the things and I got golf clubs and I did all that stuff. So the other thing about the first year is it's a time to experiment.
Yes.
To keep the parts of you. I mean, you're not, you know, completely reinventing yourself, but in a lot of ways you are reinventing your lifestyle and you're reinventing what you're interested in and what you're doing. And it's a great time to experiment, to try different things. And to try those different things doesn't mean that there's a lot of cost associated with it, because obviously financial considerations may be changing. You may now be on a fixed income. But it is a time to explore, to, you know, be open to figuring out what do you want to do, right? What do you want to do? What would make you happy? And some people will take up a hobby. Some people will work around the house. Some people will spend that first year gardening. I, for the first probably several months, woke up every morning and checked my email and made a to-do list, because that's what I used to do. And then suddenly I realized my email wasn't work email. It was like from a retailer wanting me to buy something. So part of it is that transition from what I had to do to what do I want to do? What interests me? And that could be, again, as you said, it can be empowering. It could also be a little scary.
The one thing that is dangerous to think about retirement, well, I'm just waiting until I die. Retirement is about recreating. Suddenly you can create a life, a lifestyle that you want to experiment around with, but we continue to create. I like the word of experimenting. I like the word of creativity. You know, you can move into any direction that you would like to. Obviously, there are financial, you know, considerations. There's everything that is realistic, but you choose how to recreate your lifestyle, how to recreate. And I'm not sure that there is necessarily one right or one wrong answer. As long as it remains in this process of recreating, if we stop to create, we wait to die. If we keep creating, you know, we go, okay, this was not what I thought it would be. Let me move on to something else. Let me try something else. And it is this constant process of recreating that really brings that joy into our lives. You know, I remember a time when I really went into gardening, and I'm not much of a gardener, but the joy of seeing something grow as a result of me playing in the dirt and dumping that seed in there and pouring water over it, and I had no clue what I was doing. And even though I had no clue what I was doing, the result of it was this plant coming out of the dirt. And how amazing it is to see, not so much that I created it, but I created the environments of conditions for this to happen. There's something powerful about creating. And retirement, this joyful journey over 60, is about creating. Not about, no, I just take a break and I just do nothing anymore. It is about creating something new, recreating yourself. And that is the excitement about it. And I hope that, you know, that we never fall into this trap of, all right, let me just consider retirement as an extended vacation. I just take a break for a week and do nothing for a week. That's a vacation. We take a vacation because we need to take a break to relax, to recharge, to clear our mind, to see things that we don't usually see. Vacation is about taking a break from creating. Retirement is about creating something completely new that wasn't there before.
And it's not necessarily a linear path. Right. It's not necessarily like step one, step two, here's the recipe for how to get through your first year and come out of it at the other end of it. You're going to feel a lot of feels, right? That's what the kids say, right? I'm going to feel a lot of feels. And all of those feelings are normal, meaning you may feel restless, you may feel incomplete, you may be wondering, why am I not joyous when I've been spending my whole life planning for this time, you know, from when you're in your 20s and they say, well, start planning your retirement funds, yeah. Right? I mean, so you've been planning for this for so long, and then internally you're questioning yourself like, well, why aren't I enjoying this? Why aren't I doing all those things I said I was going to do, right? Why am I feeling incomplete? Why am I, and those are just very natural feelings, because you're having to redefine what your lifestyle is all about. And I think that once we accept the fact that it isn't a 24/7, 365 day a year, multi-year honeymoon or vacation, and that we do have the freedom to choose, right? Hopefully, from a health perspective, you're healthy enough, maybe your family, you know, there's so much joy that's available to you, but you have to find your own joy. And I think up until this point, not that we've been told what our joy should be, but we have been directed by a lot of different circumstances in our life that point, like even your 1 week vacation, right? You know, you take that 1 week and I was like, I gotta cram as much joy into that as I can. Well, now you have years. And so I think it's a time of discovery, self-discovery. I think it's a time of self-motivation. And it's okay if it's five steps forward and two steps back, or you try something that you think you should like and you don't. That's okay. You get to make those choices. And then you could choose something else. It's not like you only have one choice. Right? You could choose something else. The other thing I want to say about that is about first steps, because we could think about all the things we want to do and all the things we're going to do. And, you know, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week and I'm going to join every club. And it's always that first step, right? They say, you know, if you're going to join a gym, the first step is walking in the door. And so sometimes the self-motivation requires you to take that first step.
Right. You will not, to use another platitude, you will not take the second step unless you have done the first step before, you know, and the first step is always the scariest one. And I like to go back to what you said earlier, Jane, you know, why I was planning for this moment for decades. I played it through my mind time and time again, how I would enjoy every step of it. You know, I since age 22, I listened to the financial advisor classes about put that much money aside and make this decision now and plan this way. And I've done all of that. And now I'm here and I'm still not joyful. And what have I done wrong? And the answer is, you have not done anything wrong. There is nothing wrong with feeling the way you feel. It's natural, because the process of recreating and then taking that first step is scary. Even if you have done everything right, but now you still have to make these first steps in this process of recreating your identity, who you are. And the challenge is to get going, to make this first step. And if you find out it's not the right direction or this is not what I wanted it to be, that's fine. Make another first step into a different direction.
Right. The road is not a single road, right? You have a lot of different ways to do it. You know, there's something else I want to talk about this first year, because I think it's important. Celebrate where you are. Celebrate the fact that you are at that point in your life where you can retire, because a lot of people fear retirement because now they are officially old. And I will tell you that that our generation in particular, this generation of Joyous Journeys Over 60, we're the coolest generation in the history of the world. Okay, so we're not old. We may be old chronologically, we may be aging, but old is as old thinks. And so if you're struggling with, well, now I'm retired, I'm really old, I can't do things anymore. Hopefully your health is good. But even if you're struggling with health issues, I've seen people on cruises in wheelchairs and walkers and scooters, and, you know, they're out there. So be careful of subverting your own retirement efforts because of the mentality that, well, I'm old. And don't let people treat you old. I think that's another part of it where, you know, suddenly, yeah, you may want that senior discount, which is great, but, you know, rebel and don't allow yourself to feel old or be old. A woman on my tennis team, the captain is 83, and I'll tell you, I would challenge her on that tennis court against anyone in their 40s or 50s. She's not old. So you can actually kind of subvert your own efforts if you allow yourself to think old. You know, 60 is the new 40 or whatever, however they describe that. And you see some of these rock stars that are still out there at 70 or 75 performing for 3 hours. They just refuse to age quietly. And so I would encourage you, don't age loudly.
Age boldly.
And go into this realizing that you've earned the right to be here, right? You've worked and you've earned the right to have this time and make the most of it, right? Make the most of it. Unfortunately, there are likely people that didn't make it to this point. And so celebrate the fact that you're here and you're capable and you are excited. And even if you have to, you're not really feeling that joy yet, figure it out. Your journey, my journey are different.
Refuse to age. I remember probably about 7-8 years ago. So I was just 47, like young, right? And I was shopping and the checkout gal, she was probably 18-19 years old, and I put my stuff out and she just looked up, didn't say a single word, looked up at me and just without asking a question gave me a senior discount. I said, I was offended. I said, baby, I'm 47 years old. I mean, yeah, if you're 17 or 18 like you, I probably, how dare you? I almost wanted to show her my driver's license. See, I'm not there. I said, wait a second, at least I got a discount. I better celebrate down here right now. I said, you know what? I'm not old. I really am not old, but I celebrate who I am. It doesn't matter what, you know, and just reject this idea, oh my God, I'm old now, you know? So just, you are who you are. Celebrate who you are.
And you are who you think you are.
Yeah.
And so I sometimes look at the chronological number and go, when did that happen? But on the other hand, it did happen. And I'm grateful for that.
Yes.
Right? For me personally, I said, it took me a year. May take you a year, may take you a few months, it may take you more than that. But accept the fact that it is a transition and that you don't suddenly go from one stage of your life to the other without some kind of transition period. And so it is a transition and you're going to go through a lot of different emotions and you're going to go through a lot of different activities or experiments. That's okay. That's okay. Right. And even on the other side of it, when you finally get comfortable with your new lifestyle, there's still a lot to explore. And there's a lot of new experiences that are available to you. So we're running out of time, as always, Andreas. We always have great conversations, and we really, I think, have just a good opportunity to talk about different topics. And I hope if you're listening, you know, you can appreciate that our goal here is just to talk about things. Again, we will continue to talk about things in future episodes. So happy retirement. We're celebrating with you and for you right now.
It's a new year and it might be the very first year for you in a whole new chapter.
Absolutely. I'm Jane Ray and
Andrea Stein.
And we will see you again at Joyous Journeys Over 60.